and relatable. This is our third episode.
Indeed.
Oh, I thought we were just doing
the episode portion
and then we were going to stop.
No.
So we're just going to roll
into it. Let's just roll into it.
So, that wasn't as smooth as I was hoping, guys. I was hoping she would cut it and then lay it over.
We can fix it in post. It's fine.
So, today we are going to be discussing, I don't know who I am today. My name, I don't have a name.
We're trying something new, y'all. We're trying to figure out this intro thing, because I feel like the way that I've been introing, sorry about my chair again, I feel like the intros have been, I don't know, I don't like it as much. It's not...
I don't like it.
Yeah, like, it's just kind of boring. Welcome to episode number 3 of Pretty Weird, Kind of Relatable. My name is Paris.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Elvis. Anywho, I'm Paris.
I'm Sierra.
Pepsi Queen.
I was Pepsi for a second.
So today we're switching gears just a little bit. One more time. We're a variety channel right now. So we're going to talk about some of our, like, most, like, WTF, like, movie moments. Oh, my gosh. That's loud. I mean, not loud. What is that? Bright. That's bright. She just turned on, like, a little desk light, and it's an LED light, so it's really bright. But for whatever reason...
Brought life to my body for a brief moment.
She has it pointed at her face like a freaking horror movie. I don't understand. But, yeah. Anyway. So, yeah. Some of the endings of movies and stuff that we don't like. This was all spawned, like, by us watching a little movie that I had been recommended so very much. Everybody's like, it's so good. You should watch it. It's so great. And every, like, streaming service that I'm on, it's always in my recommended, probably because I watch so many Korean movies, but, like, it was always there. But the movie is Train to Busan, and I'm not going to lie, it was a good movie. It was a good movie. However, the ending.
If you have not seen it,
this episode, as you can probably tell, since we're going to talk about movie endings and moments in movies that we just kind of were like, why is that a thing? Like, it's going to be kind of spoiler heavy, so I'll try to list the titles that we're going to talk about, or I'll say the title.
The Train to Busan, I had never heard of. She said it was recommended to her, so I'm like, okay. I was actually ready to go to sleep. But
she was ready to go, actually.
Yeah,
she was trying to leave
the
whole time that the movie was on. She was like, all right, I'm gonna go. Well, not the whole time. Okay.
At the beginning,
yeah.
I was ready to go. Like, I was so sleepy.
We had already watched
multiple things. We had already done school
Alive
with Ari.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
We watched a movie called Alive, which
liked Alive, actually. It was cute.
We mostly thought the boy was cute.
Yeah, he was cute.
But after that, once again, in my recommended, Train to Busan was there. So, we went ahead and watched it. I turned it on. I didn't know if she was going to stay or not. But I was like, let me go ahead and watch it. If she wants to say she can stay, she ended up staying.
It sucked me in. I'm not going to lie. It did suck me in.
Because it's so, like, tension heavy.
It was good up until the ending.
We hated that.
They
ending.
Lost me at the ending.
Yeah.
All these great stuff happened. I'm like, yeah. These guys are making it. They're getting through, getting around the zombies, blah, 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 blah. All of a sudden,
get to the end
when we're almost home.
Well, the first thing that happened that was just like, are you kidding me? Then I knew things were going to start going to crap after, I forget his name. He's in a bunch of other movies, but if you've seen the movie, he gets bitten on the hand. It was off some stupid junk, though. Like, he put his hand on the door, and the zombie that was, like,
oh my
beaten
God.
Into the ground, like,
yes,
somehow turned their head around.
It like it was just flew like, up to bite him. Like,
dude,
it was
literally... like if I could show a clip of this movie, like in that part, like, I was how just,
did
like,
she move? Did she use her arms to push herself off the ground? Did her body like, just her float body... to the sky? Like
her body just lifted up. I was like, what just happened? And that was the first part I did cry because he was in another movie that I liked. He's in a bunch of movies. And I can't think of his name.
The super strong guy.
Yeah, he's freaking sweet, man.
The guy that was like using bodies to get through.
Like, he was like punching zombies out, throwing them into the ceiling,
using people as barricades or whatever to get people out of the way. He was awesome until he wasn't.
Yeah. So then that just kind of started a kind of like a little train, no pun intended, but a little train of people that you've gotten used to in the movie just started just like dropping like flies, and you're just like, oh no, like what's happening right now? I did expect some of them to die, like the one girl.
There were plenty of people I thought was
gonna
die.
I was just like, they did. Maybe she's going to live, but no, she didn't live. And then right after that, for the guy that she was with to die, I was just like, what the crap is this crap? Like, this is too much. And then it just started. And I don't feel like, okay, you ever watch a movie and, like, the bad person, you want them to die, but when they finally die, it's just not sweet enough. I wanted him to die, like,
hard. Let me see.
Hard.
How did he die?
He, like, he tripped on the tracks. I think he got bitten. Then... When he tripped on the tracks, and then he slowly turned, and he was like, I'm scared. Nobody freaking cares. Do you know how many deaths you caused? Like, he was
Isn't he the one that changed the guy at the end?
He did.
Yeah, he's the one that freaking changed the guy.
Yeah, like, I wanted him to die, like, really hard. That sounds sadistic, but, like...
ran over his neck with a freaking train or something.
Yeah. But, anyway...
a bit much.
Yeah, we this is
there.
Our mind.
Look, I won't go there today.
But yeah, so the end of that movie, if you haven't seen it, like I said, this is another spoiler warning. This is going to be a spoiler heavy episode because we're going to talk about some movies. But yeah, the end of that movie where the dad gets turned.
Oh my god.
And then just kind of like nopes off the back of the train. I was just like, what the?
Yeah, that actually.
He just like yeet himself off the back of the train. Yeah, and he was, like, smiling. And it was a sweet moment, and it did make me cry. We started to cry.
Okay, that was not sweet.
Where he was, like, thinking about the baby and stuff like that. I was like, okay, that's great.
Then they
but at the same time, like...
a beautiful scene, like him lifting his arms and falling off the back. I'm like, what the freak is happening here? Like,
yeah, like,
you survived thousands of zombies, and this one zombie at the end gets you. Dang it.
This one.
And on the hand, didn't he bite his hand?
Did he?
Was it his hand?
Oh, yes, we got so mad. We got so mad because of all of the places. I don't know if he was about to, like, bite the girl or something like that. But, like, of all the places that he could have grabbed this dude, he put his hand basically in his mouth, like over the mouth, and got bit. And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Why?
Like, what is this?
And then you go and slowly change on the back of the train while crying. The little girl's screaming. I'm like, are you serious?
That part was the part that, like, I was like, oh, no. And then she started singing the song.
Why did they have to get on that same train? I don't, well, maybe they had to.
What train? The little...
Yeah,
one?
The one,
that was the one that the conductor got on.
Oh, okay.
So he was going to originally kind of, like, get them to safety, but he ended up getting killed because he saved the dirt bag at the end.
Yeah. So it's a good movie, but at the end, it's going to have you, like, what? Because...
Well, now, if you haven't seen it, I'm sorry we ruined the end for you, but we did warn you multiple times before we ruined the ending.
But even after that, we didn't even go all... We've got to get to what happened after that. So after the dad changes to a zombie and throws himself from the train... The daughter is now with some random lady who's pregnant.
Yeah. I was like
super pregnant.
Die,
I'm like, oh
like
my gosh, they're dead.
And a pregnant lady, whenever she starts having baby, like...
And then she was super pregnant, not like, oh, yeah, you're, like, 3 months. No, she's, like, 10 months pregnant at this point.
She's overdue.
Like, seriously.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So they go to the end.
Of the line.
Of the line. They see all this stuff. They get off the train. They're walking down this long tunnel.
Which nobody in real life would do. No. I don't think that I would, like, walk into darkness. I would have ran
through it, perhaps.
Maybe she was just too tired. Because she was running and just like, oh, no, my tummy. Like,
think about how most pregnant women are. Like, yeah. They have to get off their feet. Their feet get swollen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm sure she was done. Her feet were done.
She's probably like, I can't anymore. So she just seemed a little tired. But they're walking down this long tunnel, like a train tunnel. And, actually, they could have survived knowing that the zombies lose their, like, view, their like, vision. Their vision in the dark. So, just as long as they don't, like, run into a zombie directly or, like, step on somebody's head. But
the
biggest
threat wasn't even the zombies.
Yeah, it was the military. The
other end of the tunnel.
They were, like, posted up at the end of the tunnel. And the way that we thought it was really about to end on some bullcrap, like,
I'm like, if they shoot this baby.
Because the pregnant lady and the little girl, they were walking down the tunnel, and the military is just like, there's two people coming down the, they call them bogies, I do believe. Mm-hmm. But they're coming down the tunnel, and then the guy on the other side of the communicator is just like, hey, like, can you identify them? And he's like, I can't. So he's just like, shoot them.
Yep.
So we really thought that they were about to shoot.
I was gonna. Them. Be, oh my gosh.
So.
I'm so mad.
I was really mad. I was just like, how freaking dare! If this movie ends like this, I'm gonna scream. But it didn't. Thankfully, it was just kind of
because she started weird. Singing. Yeah,
she started singing,
and I was like, oh.
That's when we cried. Oh, we both, like, looked gosh. At each other and we were like,
yeah, she sang this song that they sung to her when she was, I guess,
well, she was supposed to sing it for the dad.
Yes.
But he wasn't, since he had to work, he wasn't at her, like, recital. Mm-hmm. So she couldn't finish the song because you find out a little bit later on after you see that, like, actual video of her, like, looking at the camera and, like, she just stopped singing. Because she says later on, she was like, I stopped singing because I didn't see you. And I was like, oh, my heart, Jesus. But, yeah, like, it was a sweet little ending. But at the same time, I was just like.
She was a little hard-headed, though, throughout the movie. Yeah, she also. Was.
Like, I wanted to, like, just jack saying. Slap her most of the time. Like, just walking away. Don't walk away. If I can't see you, I have a problem with that. I have a problem with that. You can't just walk away and, like, be like, I'm gonna go.
Yeah,
no. Stuff like that. Yeah, no.
There were definitely some cool parts on the movie, though. Absolutely. Definitely some things they did that was crazy. Like, the freaking scene where they were on the train and all of the zombies start coming through the carts. And it looked like they were, like, piling Sierra, over like, each other.
Sierra, really loved that part. I was just like, okay, cool effect, bro. But, like, I've seen cool. that on, like, World War Z, where they were, like, literally, like, piling up on each other. Yes. And I was like, okay.
No, it's like, different, there's a lot though. There was open space on World War Z. They this were was, just, like, in a train cart. It was like they falling over each other.
It was too much.
And then they were climbing on the top. It was so cool. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, that was a cool visual.
I really would have been locked in a bathroom for a long like, time.
I'm just standing just here. But forever. Honestly, if you would have stayed in the bathroom at the end, you would have died. Because of the trains.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that right. one train that came flaming through. I was like, what the crap is this? Where'd this come from?
It would have been but too it makes much sense. Anyways to try and stay inside of the bathrooms the whole time. Because there were so many zombies in all of
but
the
But then
carts.
They kind of learned. It was weird.
They were smart.
They showed to be a little intelligent. And I don't, one thing, one of my irrational fears is zombies. I don't like zombies. I don't like something that's just like, I'm gonna come after you and my only goal is to like kill you. And I have no remorse. I can't be talked down. Like nothing. I'm coming after you.
They kind
of want your insides. Like
changed the game when they started making them fast.
Oh, like 28 days later?
Oh, my God.
When that first zombie ran, I was like, oh absolutely not. What is that?
Like, when did they start this? When did this happen?
When was this?
So now they're fast? Okay, yeah.
Nah.
Just make like them back in like undead freaking, and fast. Okay.
Yeah, back in freaking. Well, I guess like Nemesis and stuff is like different. He's just like stars. He's huge. Like he's huge, oof, and he's oof, fast though. Oof. I'm sorry. In the new game, even in the old game, but in the new game, they made this dude crazy fast, yeah, like fast and agile.
I hated him, man.
He would just come out of seriously nowhere with his freaking rocket launcher.
That's
stars,
the thing. You can like, just be like hello, in a room chilling, just looking around for stuff.
Like some herbs. Boom. Like, oh, look at this herb over here. He busts through the wall like the Kool-Aid man. Dang. Like, come on. Don't do this.
Couldn't use the door, sir. You just had to come through the wall.
Okay. He saw you there and he had to get you right then and there.
It's always when it's the quietest. Like, yeah, when you least
expect it. I think we were, one time when we were little, this is going off topic a little bit, but like one time when we were little, we were in the police station, mm-hmm, and he just like,
yes,
burst through the wall, and then everything's on fire. You're just like, what? Oh, man. There's a zombie in there. It's
and
like,
then when
what
she
is
gets
happening?
Like kind of hurt, she starts moving real slow and limping. Yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, you're gonna get me killed. Like,
we are not fine anymore. We are in the red. Danger. Yeah, but so some other things. We wanted to talk about some other movies really quickly. We're just gonna kind of like power through these, not go into as much detail as we did about Train of Busan.
We're gonna try.
We're gonna try, but we are not known for our ability to not go on tangents and talk about things in great
detail.
We're
from the family who's on the phone with you and you say bye and they start a new conversation.
But wait a minute, hold on. One more thing before you get off the phone, although I don't like being on the phone, but when I am on the phone, I may start another conversation with you.
Right. I'm going to tell you now. I am that person. I'm like, hey, okay, I love you. Bye. Hey, did you know that?
Right.
I'm that sorry. Part. Let me get off the phone before I start another conversation.
Right. So we wrote a little list, a very little list, but it's good that it's little because, you know, these tangents are real. Sierra came up with this first one, which I wouldn't put past her because she's, like, obsessed.
So, Bram Stoker's Dracula, I love, absolutely love, love, love. I know that he's supposed to be taken down at the end because he's the bad guy, but I just don't feel like it's really... I don't think it would have happened. I'm sorry. I just don't think it would have happened. Really. Jonathan?
Refresh my memory just a little bit, because it's been a while since I saw...
Oh my gosh, okay.
Bram Stoker's.
So, Mina, Jonathan... Jonathan pretty much went to go and work for Dracula. Mm-hmm. He gets held hostage there.
Mm-hmm. I remember all that.
And pretty much Dracula moves in on Mina. And pretty much at the end, after he's pretty much used Jonathan up and done whatever he wanted to, he had him writing, I think, like, writing letters, doing all mm-hmm. kinds of stuff for him. Towards the end, where they take him on the train, he gets on the train so I guess he can get away. The sun's coming up. They go to the church, and Mina ended up killing him, stabbing him at the end.
No,
yeah,
kidding.
And then not really he betrayal, dies, and I'm like, oh, okay.
So we have this, like, really weird trait, and I think maybe it started there for you. Like,
maybe.
We have this really weird trait of sympathizing with
the bad guys.
Bad guys.
He was minding his own business. He was looking for love. He just had to kill a few people on the way to keep himself alive.
Places.
Oh, my gosh.
He did, though. He did. He did look for it in the wrong place. Like, that's not his girl. He can't just swoop in on somebody else.
She looked like his woman.
Okay, but that's, like, a classic thing, though. Like, oh, you look like the reincarnation of
Jonathan.
This person. Let me...
Jonathan. Jonathan. Do you remember Jonathan on there?
Pansy. He wasn't. But you can't, like, you can't, you know, just oust the man just because you don't find him attractive. Like... Like, you're not even a contender. Look at Dracula. Like, no.
It wasn't even that. It was his mannerisms. It was all of it.
Just him as a whole.
I didn't care for how that ended, but it didn't, like, destroy me. But I was just like, really? Like, okay.
Look, all right. Okay, I guess I'll take that. This is how
we're gonna end it, and we're gonna kiss him at the end.
Like, okay.
Yeah, I want you dead, but I want to kiss you too.
Get these lips real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we took it from that. And my first entry on this list is a movie that no matter when you ask me, I will probably be like 90 years old. And you can ask me, what is the worst movie in the world? What is the worst movie ending in the world? And it is hands down The Mist.
Oh my God.
The Mist. I hated that the way that ended. Sucked. That was the first, I think that was like one I of the first the time. Yeah, the movie was ended. Good. Like, that was one of the first, it's not, okay. I commend the writers. Because it is an ending that makes you mad. I was so mad. It's not a bad movie. And that twist at the end. I was just like, what? And I think that was the first time that my little heart had experienced, like, despair. True despair. Like, it was rough.
Yeah.
So, at the end of the movie, I won't take you throughout the whole movie. At the end of the movie, after all these, like, monsters and stuff, like,
they finally, in
the mist, they like, come out and everything like that. They get out of this convenience store that they've been in this whole movie. People are going outside like, no, I can't take this no more. And they're like,
they get running out up.
And dying. Like, instantly, basically. And you go through all this turmoil in this movie. So this family gets out. Somehow they get to a car. I forget how they get there. It I just rough. Remember the car
It got bad scene. When they got like, out. Yeah.
Yeah.
It got bad, but they made it far.
They did. They made it so far.
Only to see a big, like, what was it? A praying mantis or something? Like, it was huge. I forgot
what that thing was. But they get to this car. They get in there, and the dad is just like, I gotta, you know, he's, like, trying to mercy kill all of his family. Trigger warning if you don't like, you know, talking about death and stuff like that. So sorry, but you know, we are talking about some pretty rough movies. But they get into the car.
Sucky endings.
Yes. They get in the car and this father, like, mercy kills his whole family. So before he gets to kill himself, the military comes.
Isn't that some crap?
And they are saved, but his family is dead seconds after he kills his family.
I think that was, I was like,
seriously? I was just like, are you freaking kidding me? Yeah. So you're telling me, like, if, like, the gun had stalled, if I had waited or if he one got, more like, moment? Or if he got freaking distracted or something like that, like, he wouldn't have killed his whole family and they could have made it to safety? This man but was trying to torn think. Apart.
Was I that can't his family? Remember.
It was his family, right?
I can't remember I if it was, I think, I know his, I know he had kids with him.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to remember is, was he still alive? Did he live or did he kill himself?
He didn't kill himself.
Because I couldn't remember.
I don't know if he killed himself after he saw the military.
No.
But, like, he was about to kill himself and then he saw everybody, like, getting, like, shot and stuff. Like, he saw all the, no. Because that was the kicker.
Yeah.
Before he could kill himself, all the military comes to save them. And they're saved, but everybody's dead. Like, he killed them, like, minutes earlier.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what? What? Come on. Yeah. That's, like, it's excellent writing. However, I hated it so much. Like, I'm not a fan of, like, those despair endings, like, hopeless endings. And you just, like, put this person through the ringer. They deserve a good payoff.
Right?
Like, can I the live? Way...
Can I I'll live?
Add one really quick that was supposed to end badly. Get Out. Do you know the original ending of Get Out?
Mm-mm.
So the original ending after, I forget his name. I love him though. Daniel Kaluuya. Sexy stuff. Anyway, after he goes through all this stuff with the family, he gets out and he's, my gosh, what is his name? I remember the stupid girl's name. Because all I remember is, Rose, give me the keys!
That's all I remember.
But at the end, as he's choking her out, the police pull up. So it looks like...
Oh, my God. He's killing her.
So instead of Rod, originally, it was supposed to be the police. And he gets arrested. And it just looks like he just slaughtered this whole family. And there's no evidence because he's burned the house down.
Oh, my gosh.
It just looks like he's assaulting this lady in the middle. But literally, she's like the devil reincarnated. Like, this is Satan's daughter. And we're saving her so she can go and, like, snatch some more bodies. Well, I doubt she would. Well, unless she got with some, like, other people. Because the other body snatchers weren't at the house.
Like, body snatchers.
Freaking body snatchers, dude. Yeah, that movie was... If it ended like that, I would have been mad. And I would have written, like, an angry letter to Jordan Peele. Like, how freaking dare you? But I really like Get Out. And I like Us as well. But, yeah, that was how that was supposed to end. I'm glad it didn't, because I wouldn't have liked the movie as much. But, yeah, going back to our list, another ending. This one was kind of more weird than anything. If you can't tell, we don't like being sad.
Sadness or disappointed. Or disappointed. Like, don't have a freaking cool movie, everything's awesome in the movie, and then you just, like, drop off the earth with the ending. Like, what is
I think
this?
A lot of people don't know how to end stories. Like, that was a complaint with
open
what's
the possibility for another movie.
Right.
So, end it.
This movie had another one of those, like, what? How freaking dare? Like, it had another one of those, but it was Hereditary.
Oh, gosh.
Hereditary was...
Very strange.
It was a strange movie. It was quite scary to me. I don't like scary movies. I'm getting more into them thanks to the channel Dead Meat and thanks to Corey Kenshin because they've made, like... They've made scary stuff a little bit better because they crack jokes and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think if I'm around somebody who's, like, cracking jokes, I'm good. Is this your hair? Oh, that is your hair.
It's my gray hair.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. I was trying to, like, help her out because I thought she had, like, a kitty or, like, a puppy hair in her hair.
I thought it was the other day.
It's her hair. It's curly. And it's white. Oh.
Right?
Whenever. Dude, I already told. That color? I told Mom. I was like, whenever I start getting my first grays, all of it's going gray. I might do it before I start going gray. But anyway, back on track. Hereditary. The whole movie was scary to me. I don't like scary movies that much. I don't like just being, like, dreadfully scared.
I really...
Like, I was just like, what? And then the movie just, like, there were so many little twists in it, like, with the little girl. If you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about.
That I didn't like.
That I was just like,
what? I was like, I cannot believe they freaking did
How
that.
How could you do that? And that kind of set the tone of the movie for me. I was just like... Oh, it's going to be this type of movie.
It was very confusing for me.
It was very
confusing. I watch a lot of movies. She and does. I try my best to give them a chance before I make some kind of judgment on them. But by the end of the movie, I was lost. We literally just had a conversation about the ending, what I thought the ending was. Like, my perception of it versus what it actually was. And I was completely off. I had no idea. I was lost, dumbfounded. I had no clue what was going on.
I had to, because I had seen Hereditary before. I actually saw it with people, thank God. But I went back after watching, I don't know if they did a kill count on it or if they did a... just a podcast on it. It was either one or both, but I watched both and they talked a lot about this, like, being one of the, like, kings of hell. Like, I don't do all that stuff, but, like, they talked about
the ending. He climbs into this freaking treehouse.
Wait, hold on.
It was a treehouse.
So before that, like, all the crap that happened with, stuff like, happened people getting, inside. Like, decapitated and yeah. stuff like that. Like, that was really a setup for this being, this person to get into the body. And I guess it had gotten into the body of the girl. You see,
who would have known that?
No, but I don't think anybody really knows it. Because I don't know. I would have to watch it again.
That is my point. I should not have to watch your movie 60 times before I understand what the heck is going on. I don't know
if you would, like, really.
There's a lot of movies like that, though.
Get it. Like, and I can't be watching that movie over and over again. I feel like, But the end of that, after all the stuff happens, the decapitation and the one dude, like, the husband gets, like, set on fire. Yeah. Because, I guess the demon gets into the mom who's, I guess, been a part of this cult. That's the lady whole time. That was
like, she hung herself and cut her neck off. She
was like floating. I don't even know if she was hanging.
Like, that's so weird. Like, she's just like, but hacking, she's just like at her looking neck.
And she has this like string thing and just like, I was like, what is happening right now? Like, it was so gross. But she does that third, like, she was the third decapitation. Because I think it's like three that you have to do before the demon, like, gets into the real body, but he prefers a male body from what they said. That if I am wrong,
crazy man.
Cool. But, like, from what they said, it's, like, the third body or whatever. Like, the demon prefers a male body. So, that's why the boy, the son, at the end, he does die. Sierra didn't think he died.
I thought he was alive.
But really, he's not alive. That's the dude up in his body. And he crawls into the, I don't think there was any way that he could have, like, survived that. Because I think you see his soul leave his body.
I don't know.
And then you see the light, which represents that demon person. Or whatever. So he climbs up into the treehouse and you see his family's, like, kneeling. And, like, there's this thing set up with the, like, girl's head on it. I was like, what?
Very strange.
Is this movie? Like, it was such a weird ending. It was weird and
it's one of those you have to think like, about too much to figure out. And I don't like that. Like,
tell me. Just show me what I'm supposed to be afraid of and what I'm supposed to know.
Come up with some kind of interpretation after I watch your movie.
Like, because I get a little too deep into stuff sometimes. Like, way too deep. And I have to do research. I do like doing research so I can know what's going on and what, you know, what's happening. Because I got really obsessed with, like, once I got older and I wasn't afraid of him anymore. And I saw Rob Zombie's Halloween. And you see, like, the backstory of Michael Myers and stuff like that. Like, I like those kind of, like, exposition, like, show me, like, tell me what led this person to be like this.
I mean, he was just kind of one of those, but
there's a lot of stuff where there's not.
You should be able to give out, like, a clear visual of what you were meaning. Like, it shouldn't be. There may be some little hidden stuff in it. But the whole plot of your movie, like, all of that stuff should not be that hard to identify. Like, seriously. If I'm sitting there. There's a lot of
movies like that, though.
What was that other movie? There was another one, too. It was like a witch movie.
Is it The Witch?
It had the goat on the front of it. I don't know. Another freaking one that confused the crap out of me. I'm like, what the freak is going on here? What is happening here? But yeah, another one on the list was A Quiet Place. I really liked the movie. They hurt my feelings when they killed the little boy.
Oh my gosh. They hurt everybody's feelings. Little pieces of movies that you're just like, okay, this is gonna be like an okay movie. And then, like, something devastating like that happens and you're just like, oh, this is that kind of movie.
Now, I will say, he was very, very hard-headed.
He was.
He really was.
But he didn't deserve to
die. Geez Louise, you're gonna take out the kid, man? Like, that always is still,
I like think that would have been sensitive
thing for me, like, yeah, killing the kids off. I don't really care for that. But
but when a movie does go there, though, like,
you're just, I, like, really, oh, liked that movie. I was like, you know what? It was so stressful. I was so stressed out.
You know, when I was stressed,
honestly,
the nail. That's when I was stressed.
The nail?
The nail on the stairs.
Oh, when she stepped was coming on down. It.
I was,
it was, oh, plenty of, okay.
God.
So the stressful points, Jesus, of that movie, there was a part where the mom was downstairs. They had been hiding for a long time from, mm-hmm, the things. And then all of a sudden this water starts coming down.
Oh, yeah.
And the baby was about to start crying. And she had to, like, hide herself, try to be quiet, try to keep the baby quiet, hide behind water so the sound of the water could distract the freaking thing. And, mm-hmm, it was so stressful. Then things, like, face-to-face with her. Another part, she's trying to give birth. I'm like, how is this gonna work? How is this gonna work? She was a G, though, man. She was a G. She was trying to give birth. But we know
silent births can happen.
The thing... Mom. Man, yeah,
mom's
definitely a G. I so hope to be like her.
Like, I aspire to be like our mother.
My gosh. But yeah, when she was having the baby, the thing that pissed me off with this movie is after everything, the freaking dad, you could have kept yourself alive, sir. You did not.
He did something else, but it's a plot.
He could have done something else so you could still remain there with your child who cannot hear and your wife who has just had a baby. But no, he decides that he's just going to start screaming. I'm like, oh, okay. And his death was so quick, and I'm like,
it was very quick. Okay. Just like that, he's out of there. But they had to set them up for the next movie.
Man, the daughter was awesome. It was really cool that her hearing issues turned out to be a positive thing for them. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah, that was.
That was. She, like, ended up being, like, a little superhero towards the end.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
What's our next movie?
Another one we have,
is it
47 meters?
Is it 47 or 57?
47.
I always forget the number in movies a lot of the times. Like, for, like, 13 ghosts, I've been, like, 16 ghosts. Like, ghosts. Yeah. I wouldn't say three ghosts, but I knew it was a teen. But, yeah.
47 meters, I think it's 47 meters down.
Yes.
That was another one that I really, really liked. I was like, oh, my gosh. It was another one that's stressful. Stress is a bad thing, people. But for some reason, when a movie stresses me out, I'm like, man, this is good. Like,
it's like stressing you in the right ways, though. Oh, like, it's like an adrenaline thing, too. Like, oh my God, like,
yeah,
what's going to happen next? Like,
so the part on there,
the end, hands down.
The end, I despised. I despised it.
But
hate it.
Is it really, like, did she really? I don't know.
You know how much of a tease that was? So I thought she'd made it.
I thought she was free. Like, after all that
so
stuff,
much.
That scene of them getting up to the surface.
With the red thing. That's exactly, with the flare.
Yeah, with the flare. When all of them were sharks.
Like, yeah, that's exactly what I was just about to say something about. That part was so stressful to me.
It was very stressful.
Oh my God, that part was stressful. Also, oh man. So, the part where she was like, I think the thing had come back down. The cage had fallen back down and her leg was stuck under it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, I was hurt. But at the end, when I thought, when they show the scene of them, you know, getting out and all that stuff, I was so happy.
Yeah.
Only to find out that she was, like, still high under there, like, having air in her brain and she was losing it. Like, she was laughing. But I'm like, are you freaking serious? That ending.
That ending.
I was like, wow, this is some BS, man. This is really some BS. How dare they? But it was good.
It was good.
Definitely wasn't expected. I was definitely shocked with that one.
Let me see. One of the other things that I did want to input, and this is just, we're both gamers.
Yeah.
There have been some terrible game endings. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, but one of the game endings that, like, threw me, after you, like, rough it in this game, like, the whole game was just, what is this? Like, the whole game, you're just, like, running away from people. You can't fight. I hate games where there's scary stuff after you can't fight. But the game Outlast, I recommend it to people all the time. It is one of the scariest games. It was my first, like, played it by myself horror game.
Yeah, I was gonna say, scary games I only watch, guys. Yeah, I'm a watcher.
I'm a watcher. That's why, shouts out to Corey Kinchin, because without you and Mark and PewDiePie and Jack, like,
yeah, I'm too chicken to play it myself.
But I did play this. Uncle Caesar! Hey. But I did play this one, and the end of Outlast, the first one, was trash. It wasn't trash, because it did set you up for the rest of the games. I get that they did that to set you up, but you get to the end of the game after, like, escaping these, like, torturous people. This dude's trying to rip your head off the whole time. There's this freaking, like, being that's trying to get you the whole time as well. Like, you got your fingers cut off at one point. Like, after all of that, you get to the end of the game, you're, like, limping. You're, like, you're really hurt. You're hopeless. I should have known from his freaking name that the game was gonna end like trash. But you are, like, limping after, like, thinking you got away from this, like, monster. And, yeah, you're limping to the door, and the military comes in. Once again, freaking military comes in and shoots you. Like, they give you no chance to live. No, like, chance. They lit. That's what you got.
No chance in hell.
But, like, they, like, lit him up at the end. I was like, are you flipping kidding me? Like, come on.
That's how it always goes.
Come on.
Don't get attached to anyone.
You can't. Like, there's things.
They may not be around for long.
Certain, like, games and stuff like that. I didn't like the ending of, because this was the thing that had to happen. Have you ever seen, what's it called? With the Wendigos. Until Dawn. Ma'am, lean back from the... She's about to whisper something else into the thing. But Until Dawn, the ending of Until Dawn was...
No, I didn't see that one.
Crazy. I'm about to spoil it for you. Anyway.
Because you suck.
This person, even though he turned out to be the bad guy, this is one of those things. He turned out to be kind of the bad guy, but he was kind of not the bad guy, but he was the bad guy. It was weird. It was really weird.
You must have liked him.
I did.
Yeah. That's why he...
Yoish!
That's how he was kind of, but kind of not the bad guy.
Well, he was playing a prank at first, but then I think he was like... I don't know. I forgot. But I just know that, like, at the end of the game, everybody else, depending on what you do, everybody else gets out. And he's left behind to turn into a Wendigo on the mountain. You're just like, what? No, everybody was supposed to get out. But, you know, his, like, sisters had died and all that stuff. Like, so basically, that was kind of our little rambling episode. I did want to ask Sierra one question before...
Oh, gosh. She's going to put me on the spot. She warned me, guys. I wanted to ask you
one question before we got done with this. And this is kind of specific. And I know it's nowhere near Halloween or anything like that. But if you had to be put in any scary movie that you have watched... Some of your favorites, which one would it be?
It has to be my favorite. My favorites are scary.
One of your favorites?
No, I want to pick one of Ari's favorites.
No, you pick one of your favorites. Like,
Ouija Shark.
Freaking Ouija Shark. Like,
okay, one of my favorite scary movies to place myself in. Let's think. my gosh, a scary movie? That means, like, I'm setting myself up to die.
You could be a final girl. You could live.
No.
You could be a final girl.
This is not the way it happens.
Just don't have sex.
Oh, my God. So, let's see. What movie would I go? I think I would be in Chucky because I feel like I stand a chance at taking him out. Like, I can take him. I could take Chucky. I could. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would definitely punt him. Kick the crap out of him.
He'd probably find some kind of way,
though. Anybody else, I think, would kill me because I like, Freddy Krueger. I'm not doing that. Jason. I'm not doing that. Just because, like, nothing seems to affect him.
Yeah.
I know I can melt Chucky. I can do plenty
of things. You can melt Chucky, but he's still going to live.
His soul. But not that someone has to create another plastic body for him. If I take out the
plastic. Have you seen?
Think of the old movies.
Okay, the old
movies. They melted them.
Because I was about to say in, like, not Cult? I think one of the. Have you seen Cult of
Chucky? The new one, yeah.
You know he was, like, Andy had his, like, head. And he was, like, living. He was still living. And Andy was just, like, torturing him, basically.
Yeah, no. You gotta...
I mean, I would torture him, too, if I was Andy. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, I think that would be the one that I would choose because that would be my greatest chance at survival.
Right.
Other movies I like are usually dealing with some kind of evil spirit or something like that that I can't take on myself.
Nobody has time for that.
Even though I guess Charles technically was a spirit in Chucky, but
yeah,
you know, he decided to go inside of a doll, so
just I'd have like, to take this him. Is my option.
The only thing I would have to make sure I did is make sure I watched for under the bed. Mm-hmm. You know, he's good with the ankles. Taking out the back of the, what's that thing called?
Like the Achilles?
Yes. Ugh. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
When I saw that in House of Wax, I was like, oh,
that's
God.
That's my cheat.
Jesus.
Serious.
So Chucky.
I feel like that's getting off as easy as possible.
I think so.
Because everything else is like spirits or some monster.
Yeah.
Or Freddy Krueger. Like, how are you going to fight somebody in your sleep?
You could be a dream warrior.
Yeah, I'm not a dream warrior. I don't know what happens in my dreams, so I'd be done. I would be done. My dreams are all over the place.
I have dreams sometimes where I, like, have wings and then I can't fly. Like, I can't use my things. I'm, like, getting chased by something, but I can't fly.
Mm-hmm. Nope. And then, see, I was going, here was the list of movies. I'll just tell you the list of movies I went through before I came up with Chucky. So, my first thought was Predator. That's technically not horror, but I wouldn't, like, want to fight him. He's like a ninja.
You could be a Sanaa Lathan.
Yeah, I'm not Sanaa. I'm not. Oh yeah,
burn
yeah.
Burn your face a little bit and yeah. Be like, I'm a warrior too. Look at me. Right. I'm sweet.
He did accept her.
He did.
I might have to do that, but no, I wouldn't.
You would have to, I think, kill an alien.
An alien,
first,
yeah,
though.
In order to do that.
Like, be like, good
you
luck with that.
You have to kill an alien first. That's the only way to be accepted.
I'd have to blast them or something. Like.
Yeah, they're too fast, though. They're really sneaky.
Yeah.
So, no to aliens.
So, no.
The second one, we just talked about Darkness Falls earlier. Mm. Earlier, I don't know if you guys have seen that. It's where the Tooth Fairy is a murderer. She was blamed for, I think, kidnapping kids. So, they ended up killing her, and then the kids came back. So they end up killing her for nothing. So she tortured everybody. As soon as they hit any dark space, she would kill you. Just out of nowhere, from the sky, from the bottom.
At least it seemed like it was quick.
Yeah, no.
Painful, but quick.
Yeah, right. I'm like the screams, though, when they're, oh, no. Who else? What else did we talk about? Dead Silence? Nope. Not dealing with her either.
Oh, yeah, no.
What
you
was
could
the
stay
other
quiet
one?
Though, somehow.
Yeah, I'd probably fail that test eventually.
When I get scared, though, I don't scream. Like when I'm on roller coasters and stuff like that, or when I get like jump scared, I'm just like,
yeah.
Like I just take it.
No,
I eat it.
No, I'm not really a screamer. I wouldn't. I don't think I would have that issue, but still.
But if you had to, like, make no sound, we talked about The Nun.
Oh my gosh, definitely that's not. I would not be in that movie at all. The only freaking part I will play in that movie is a tree.
That is it. Seriously. Even the trees, though, like, somebody, like, crashes through you or something, like.
Seriously, that would be the only role I would accept in that movie. Like, oh, you want to be this tree over here? Yeah, I'll take that part.
Totally. She won't see my face, right? Yeah, okay. All right, we're good. Tree me up.
Oh, my God.
Tree me up, Scotty. What was
another one?
We talked about, which I think would be, no, it wouldn't be. I couldn't.
What was that movie called?
What?
So there is a movie, the guy comes in, he's supposed to go into this house.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, some stuff had happened on the, like, in the town outside of it. I'll have to look it up because I can't think of it for crap. But I wouldn't go in that movie either. The only movie I would go to is Chucky.
Whole movie sounds like a nope.
I'm going to find it after this. Guys, if I had my phone with me, I could have pulled it up a bit faster. Please excuse my failures. It's
We accept you.
But that was pretty much our list of movies. We did also put the Titanic on there as far as a sucky ending.
That ending.
Because I love the way she did my Leonardo. She could have saved him.
That
he could have got up there with her. It's
definitely a debate to this day.
Like, seriously. She so could have saved
we'll
him.
Both be in the water for like 2 seconds while we try to balance ourselves out on this door, but that door was humongous. It was the size, like, it was a big behind door.
And then there was
like,
so much other stuff floating around them. It's like, so.
Look, can we push this person that's already dead off of this thing? And I'm going to float on here, you float on here. And every once in a while, we'll hold hands or something like that. But, like, you're not about to leave me in this water.
And then you're going to let him go. The disrespect. Spit on you. Spit on you. Seriously. That one was very brief.
Not 2 seconds later.
That was very brief. But
like, whenever later, she's just like, dead weight.
Right.
Goodbye.
Let me let him go. She didn't even try and freaking revive him, resuscitate him, nothing. She just, huh.
Goodbye.
But I'm going to
keep. Down into the water.
I'm going to keep the jewels.
Right.
Go dig it.
Technically, she was joshing.
I'm joshing.
Look, I'm like, she was rich, so she ain't got to go.
She still sucked.
Especially, he was like
letting him go. And then she ended up lonely. At the like, she didn't even have a man after that.
I thought she got married again.
I don't know.
But she was still, like, in love with Jack. I think that's it for us this episode. Is there anything else you would like to say to the kind folks?
I would like
the PWKR podcast.
To say thank you, guys, for joining us.
Thank you for your support.
Look forward to having you guys come and listen to us again. Give us some feedback. Tell us some things you'd like to hear about.
Make sure you follow us on our socials, Twitter. We have an Instagram, soon to be a YouTube channel. Make sure you rate us here. Subscribe to our podcast. Ratings help us a lot because it can get our podcast out to other people like you. Even though we are a variety podcast and we've talked about many different topics in our three little episodes that we've done, we plan on continuing on. And we thank you guys for being with us.
We've got to start doing some videos during these things, guys.
We do.
So you can see some of the crap
that Sierra does. Mostly that Sierra does. I know how to sit still. Yeah. From recording.
I can sit still until I don't want to sit still anymore.
Yeah. I think she starts doing stuff anyway that, like, she's not, like, aware that she's doing.
I'm aware. I just get antsy. And I'm like, okay. I'm ready to stand up. Like, probably if I stood up and sat back down, maybe we should have, like, a standing desk thing. Seriously.
But, yeah. We thank you for joining us, and we will see you guys next time.
Bye.